This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Mr. Williams, thank you so much for joining NITV radio. Thanks for joining the program. It's obviously coming into the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. It'd be lovely if you could introduce yourself and who your people are.
My name is Ted Williams, and I'm a Yugambeh man. My family, with regard to the Yugambeh people, stretches from the Beaudesert and Tamborine area, the Mananjali people, through to the coast. They're my people itself. I spend a lot of time on the coast. I used to be a teacher there, and I travel. And we live about, say, 25 minutes north of it now, at a town called Beenleigh. And I'm there all the time. I love it. That's my father's side. My mum's side, she grew up and she was born in Cherbourg. Her parents were brought down from the Townsville area in the early 20th century. You know, the Woolgaruk people, they were called. Mum and dad met in Brisbane, and we were born in the 50s and 60s, our kids.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great for our audience, because you've been involved in Welcome to Country over the weekend. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Giving a welcome is part of our reconciliation journey. We all have to go through the awful parts of going through the deaths in custody and the stolen generation and so on. That's the first part of the reconciliation process, acknowledging the past. But the second part that I'm really keen on is going forward together. And going forward together means including Aboriginal and Islander people as much as they can. And one way that they include them is that whenever a gathering takes place, I'm quite often asked to come along to give a welcome and a blessing to that gathering. Bit of a difference to the old days when you and I would have been growing up, when they would start a gathering by toasting the Queen. Not that I have a truck with her, she's a lovely lady. But these days, 21st century Australia, starting a function, starting a gathering, started with a welcome, truly Australian, and reconciliation in process.
The Yugambeh Nation, and where the Commonwealth Games on the site there. Can you share a bit about some of the cultural history of the region?
The Yugambeh region stretches roughly from the Beenleigh area in the north to the Tweed in the south and out into the hinterland area of Beaudesert and the Tamborine area. Within that Yugambeh language group, we have quite a few clans. We have the Mananjalis from Beaudesert through to the Wandjeraburras and Tamborine, the Combermerys on the south Port Narang area itself, and a few others, Belongan, Gugunjun and so forth. And down south, the Minjibul people. They're the main groups. Culturally speaking, I can just tell you that we have a Yugambeh Museum in the northern end of the coast area that is very strong in both research, what can I say, language development. We have a fairly strong cultural base here on the coast and into the hinterland.
When you're talking about reconciliation and with the Commonwealth Games there, there are a lot of Indigenous athletes. There's also a lot of cultural ceremonies there that are part of the Games. Do you want to talk a bit about the importance of having that there with the Commonwealth Games being on country?
Mm-hmm. I became involved with the Common Games business around about 2015 when a gentleman visited me and asked me if I would be interested in being in the advisory group for the Commonwealth Games, because Goldoc, the organisation, was very keen to emphasise the reconciliation process within the Games organisation. My initial reaction, and I was being perfectly honest, was that I was sceptical, because the reconciliation banner is fine to say and fine to put on front in the front of your building, but you've got to actually do things behind it to really get me in. So I joined initially with a scepticism, to be honest, but over the 3 years I found that their commitment to reconciliation is just absolutely first class. If there's anything that would prove it, you would probably know that the Reconciliation Council has four levels of involvement in reconciliation. Well, Goldoc is at the highest level, you know, the one that requires them to be most transparent, requires them to really seek to improve Indigenous participation within their games and to pursue also cultural development within their organisation, and they've done so.
So from the design of the medals right through to clothing that's being worn, there's been...
I can tell you that. I can give you examples. Look, Delveen from Stratus, she designed the medals. You know, so our medals are going to have a reconciliation, themed Aboriginal involvement. The sash that they used to put the medals on, that was designed by Delveen as well. We had this wonderful event on Sunday night at Dreamworld that was the culmination of what I didn't start it. I was just flown over with Patricia O'Connor, another elder, to London back in March last year to stand on stage with the Queen and start the Queen's Baton Relay. But while on stage, what I did was invite all the Indigenous nations within our Commonwealth to come to our games, encourage them to be here. And we received very positive feedback from that, and it culminated in a wonderful, wonderful little concert, ceremony, whatever, at Dreamworld just last Sunday, where we obviously offered them gifts of welcome, and they offered gifts in return. And a few of the groups, the Canadians, the New Zealanders, and the Sri Lankans, at least one or two others, they reciprocated not only with a gift but with a cultural exchange of dancing and singing. It was really great. Fantastic.
Wow.
So that's happened because of the reconciliation approach of the Goldock organisation. Might I add, the people that were there were the luminaries. We had the president of the Commonwealth Games Federation. We had the CEO of the Commonwealth Games Federation. We had the Federal Minister for Sport in the audience, as well as the CEO of Goldock itself. So prove to us, as I say all the time, it's lovely to say you're doing reconciliation, but I like to see it being done. That, to my mind, was a case in point that proved it ever so much.
Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
It is a ceremony and you're involved in the opening ceremony. How important is it to have the cultural context and the ceremonial business as part of the opening of it?
Well, to my mind, it's just another example of how serious they are. They could easily just have someone say, get up and say, oh, we acknowledge the Yugambeh people whose lands we were on and so forth. And that would, in many cases, would be enough for them. But no, they have asked Patricia and me to be on stage and to give a formal welcome, not just to the athletes that are there, but also the people around the world that will be watching. They're very serious about it, and I'm really quite happy to be part of that. Not necessarily, you know, falling over backwards to be the person doing the talking, but that's okay. So someone needs to do it, and I'm honoured to have been asked to do so.
Now, aside from some of the celebration of the Commonwealth Games, there will also be a protest against the opening ceremony. We've got groups of people from community from Brisbane and right through to Melbourne who are protesting the Commonwealth Games. Has there been contact about permissions being sought to come onto country?
Just one more thing about the involvement. The Baton has a very strong Indigenous involvement. Now, the wood they've used is macadamia, and that only comes from our area. And there's a story that goes with it from Patricia O'Connor's childhood. I won't go into detail about that, but it's a nice story, and they use that as part of the concepts for the baton itself. Now, getting on to the protests themselves, you know, of course, we knew 6 months out that there would be protests at the Games, but not for any other reason than, you know, an international event coming to our nation attracts protest groups. And we, as Australians, have no trouble with protests. Well, goodness me, we've all been part of protests in our lives. What we have found a little disconcerting with the protest movement vis-a-vis Indigenous issues for this event is that we have been getting what to me are alarming signs that the people who are here to protest are not being respectful to us in their protesting. First of all, even though the two groups that we discussed felt they asked for permission to us to enter our land to give the protest, you know, we as a group don't have any real knowledge of it or any real memory of it. We certainly had meetings with them maybe 4 to 5 months ago where they came to see us and they talked to us about what they'd planned to do. Now, our reaction at the time was, well, you know, thanks for telling us. You know, you have a right to protest, but, you know, please be respectful while you're on our land and please, you know, go through the protocols that we want you to do. We set up a charter, if you can call it that, of that we are calling Yugambeh Law. And you'd be able to find that, I'm sure, if you go looking, where we have just set out the way in which we want people to behave when they're on our land during these games. And we're getting indications that some of the people involved within these protest groups are not too fussed about behaving in the way that we wish them to. What happens, we don't know. There is potential for, not violence, but, you know, disagreement between the people who are here wishing to protest and the local people who are here to start with. It's our land, it's our country, and we want them to be respectful while they're here. The protests are fine. They can go, you know, protest along with everybody else. That's perfectly understandable. But we are hoping that we do not have issues where their protesting impinges on our desire for anything that happens protest-wise to not be peaceful.
It's good to ask this question, but I think we'll take it back to the games just to wrap it up. What games are you looking forward to watching? What sports are you interested in as part of the games?
Well, look, I have to be really honest. I'm a cricket tragic, so I'm a bit disappointed there's no cricket in the Commonwealth Games.
I think we've had enough of cricket over the last couple of weeks.
it's a Commonwealth game, and I'd love to see it. But anyway, look, I like all sports. I was a bit of a runner when I was a teenager, so I really like athletics. Even though rugby league's my game, I can easily enjoy rugby union. So if I get a chance, I'll get down to the rugby sevens, and any other sport that's going and is easy to get to, I plan to, you know, gorge on as best I can while they're here. But I suppose they'd be the two. I really like athletics. I really like footy. So I'll probably follow those two. You know, I'd be keen to go to the swimming, but that's a red-hot ticket in town. I just like the vibe of the coast. You know, things are really revving up here, and it's just nice to see things happening. Look, you may like to look into the fact that there is a festival happening at the same time called Festival 2018, basically around Broadbeach, but there are two or three other main stages up and down the coast, and that has a very strong Indigenous involvement. Very strong.
So there seems to be lots of arts coming out of the woodwork, lots of local community business, as well as the serious side of sport. But it seems like there's going to be a lot happening on the Gold Coast, and I kind of wish I was there as well.
Yeah. Well, what I like about the Gold Dock, and this is, you know, sort of a personal view, but they're here for the Commonwealth Games, and we all love sport. But I think they see the Commonwealth Games as something that can be more. It really can, and I've had good talks with the person who was the CEO, a gentleman called David Grevenberg, and he is really keen on Indigenous involvement in sport being seen as a vehicle for transporting us through other social issues that can be dealt with.
Mr. Williams, thank you for your time today.
I'm very happy to have spoken to you, so all the best for it.
This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio.